All right, so I actually see a few other folks who was down there in Ferguson with me. Jamel was, Juanita Young. Give these folks some props too. Now look, listen, was not just the fact that police killed a young black man, because that happens all the damn time. It happens too damn often, and it needs to stop.
That's right.
But what drew us down there was when the people stood up, especially the young people, saying, no more of this shit.
Yeah.
We've had this too long. We're not taking it anymore. And when I saw that, I was like, we got to go down there. And I got on the phone with some people and they came. And then when we were down there, we said more people need to come. And we sent another letter out to bring more people down, because this has got to stop. And it's up to us to stop it. People have to be standing up and saying, this stops today, we're on it, and we're not going back until we stop this shit. And that's what those young people in Ferguson said day after day when they went out there in the face of tear gas, rubber bullet sound cannons, peacekeepers who were telling them, we're gonna keep you under control for your own good, keep you peaceful and calm. Which would then mean this shit would just keep coming down the way it's been coming down for too damn long. So, now, that changed everything. It's got people all across the country talking about police murder, talking about this shit. But then on the other hand, it ain't changed anything yet, because that killer cop is still walking the streets.
Right.
Just like the cops that murdered Eric Garner on Staten Island. Just like the cops that murdered that young brother, Ezell Ford, in Los Angeles. Just like the cops that murdered that brother in Dayton in the Walmart toy lane in the store in Walmart. And all kinds of killer cops all across this country. This has got to stop, and we've got to continue a fight for justice around all of these cases, but we also have to connect them to a larger struggle. Because this is a key part of a genocidal program that's being brought down, that centers around criminalization of black and Latino peoples, warehousing them in prison, unleashing their pigs to brutalize them and even murder them. We got to step to this and we got to stop it. And here's a big thing that we got to do, this October month of resistance to mass incarceration. Because what we're saying with this is, this genocidal program, this is real, it is illegitimate, it's immoral, and it must be stopped. And we're calling on everybody who's got an ounce of justice in their hearts to become a part of stopping it. This month has got to be a month of tens of thousands of people all across the country stepping out in determined mass resistance, saying no more to mass incarceration, no more to police terror. No more treating our young people like criminals. No more repressing people who want to stand up and do anything about it.
Right.
You all got to be a part of that. Key part of it is going to be on October 22nd. Here in New York City, thousands of people. We need 10,000 people in the streets.
Yeah.
See, it's going to be 1 p.m.
Okay.
It's going to be 1 p.m. in Union Square. 1 p.m. Now, I know folks got to go to school. Folks got to go to work in general, but not on that day. That's got to be a day of no work, no school, no business as usual. We're in the streets. We got to stop jumping our hands. We got to stop dragging our people off the fence. We got to stop all of this shit. That's what we got. That's a key part of the month. And then there are other parts of the month. There's going to be sermons in churches, mosques, and synagogues, events on campus, cultural events, all of it bringing tens of thousands of people together to say no more to this shit. This is very important. You got to be a part of this.